Lord Advaita Acharya is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Lord Chaitanya accepts him as his preceptor, Advaita Acharya is a servant of the Lord. Please repeat. Lord Advaita Acharya is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Lord Chaitanya accepts him as his preceptor, Advaita Acharya is a servant of the Lord. Purport. Lord Chaitanya always offered respects to Advaita Prabhu as he would to his father, because Advaita was even older than his father. Yet Advaita Prabhu always considered himself a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Advaita Prabhu and Ishwara Puri, Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master, were both disciples of Madhavendra Puri, who was also the spiritual master of Nityananda Prabhu. Thus Advaita Prabhu, as Lord Chaitanya's spiritual uncle, was always to be respected, because one should respect one's spiritual master's godbrothers as one respects one's spiritual master. It's a long sentence. Because of all these considerations, Sri Advaita Prabhu was superior to Lord Chaitanya. Yet Advaita Prabhu considered himself Lord Chaitanya's subordinate. Now, since you last read, you read up to text 140. So I'm supposed to read from 141 to 147. So I'll do that. And we'll get the gist of the topic here. What time does this class finish today because of this awards? Did I see Jiva Prabhu coming? He came. What time is it normally finished? Like, okay. I guess I better finish a bit before that. All right, text 141. Yasyangri panka jarajo ki laloka palayar malyutamedritamupashitatirtatirtam Brahma bhavoham api yasya kala kalayaha Shrishchudvahema chiram asya nripasanam kwa. Translation. What is the value of a throne to Lord Krishna, the master of the various planetary systems, except the dust? Various planetary systems accept the dust of his lotus feet on their crowned heads. That dust makes the holy places sacred, and even Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lakshmi, and I myself, who are all portions of his plenary portions, eternally carry that dust on our heads. There's a small purport to this verse. So what did Krishna need a throne from? All the gods put the dust on their heads, and the dust makes every holy place a holy place. Purport. When the Kauravas, to flatter Baladev, so that he would become their ally, spoke ill of Sri Krishna, Lord Baladev became angry and spoke this verse. So he was saying that. What does Krishna need a throne for? Text 142, back to the Bengali. Ekaleshwara Krishna Arasava Brithya Jare Jaiche Nachaya Se Taiche Kori Nitya. Very popular verse, Prabhupada. It's quoted a lot, isn't it? Ekaleshwara Krishna Arasava Brithya. Lord Krishna alone is the supreme controller. Ekaleshwara Krishna Arasabha Britya, everyone else, and all others are his servants. They dance as he makes them do so. Jari Jaichi Nachaya, they all dance. Se Taichi Kari Nitya, in that way, Kari Nitya. They all dance the way he causes them to dance. Se E Mata Chaitanya Goshani Ekali Ishwar Arasabha Parishad Keha Vakinkar. Thus Lord Chaitanya is also the only controller. All others are his associates or servants. So as Krishna is, Chaitanya Deva is. Text 144 to 145. Guru Varga Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Srivasadi Arajata Lagu Shama Arya, Shabi Parishada Shabi Lila Rasahai, Shabba Lana Nija Karya Sadhi Gaurarai. His elders such as Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya and Srivas Thakur, as well as his other devotees, whether his juniors, equals or superiors, are all his associates who help him in his pastimes. Lord Gauranga fulfills his aims with their help. 146. Advaita Acharya Nityananda Duyanga Dui Jana Lana Prabhur Yajata Kichuranga. Sri Advaita Acharya and Srila Nityananda Prabhu, who are plenary parts of the Lord, are his principal associates. With these two, the Lord performs his pastimes in various ways. And then 147. Advaita Acharya Goshani Shakshad Isha Prabhu Guru Kari Mani Tinhu Takinkar. Lord Advaita Acharya is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Lord Chaitanya accepts him as his preceptor, Advaita Acharya is a servant of the Lord. So, peculiar that we're speaking about Advaita Acharya here in a chapter about Nityananda Prabhu. Now, as I was saying, the many chapters of the Adi Lila are the explanation of the Mangalacharan. It said, Kaviraj Goswami says, say Mangalacharan, tin prakar, ashirvad, vastu nirdesh, ashirvad, and Kori Namaskar. I think that's correct. Yeah? That the Mangalacharan or a prayer, invocation prayer, will generally contain three things. Vastu Nirdesh. It will make a statement of the, you know, Vastu Shastra, isn't it? Is there any Vastu scholars here? Don't visit my house. Forever I'll live with superstitions after that. It could be the worst thing, the association of a Vastu consultant. It's very costly, and you have to break your house and rebuild it. Or you can buy one yantra, put it in your altar room, and it resolves everything. For those during this time of economic crisis, it may be the best solution. So, Vastu Nirdesh means a statement of the what the object is. Ashirvad means the giving of a benediction. And the Namaskar is the offering of pranams. The offering of pranams. So these three things may constitute what should be within a Mangalacharan. The invocation mantras, prayers at the beginning, the auspicious prayers. Here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami, if we go back to the beginning here, begins now Sisi Radha Gokulananda begins with the Mangalacharan of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the Mangalacharan begins in text 1, Bandi Guru Nisa Bhaktan Isham Ishavatara Kam Tat Prakasham Chatach Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangakam. So he's offering namaskar to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his various avatars and his prakash and his shakti, etc., etc. So, and to the gurus, Bandi Gurun, all the gurus, not just my own to all the teachers. So then, so namaskar is offered. Also in text 2, the second verse of the Mangalacharan, Bande Sri Krishna Chaitanya, you know that verse? Nityananda, Sahodito, Godadaya Pushpavanto, Chitro Sando Tamonado. So then again, namaskar to Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then in text 3 is the Vastu Nirdesh. The statement of the object. Okay? So it's Yad Advaitam Brahmo Panishadat Tadapyasya Tanuba. That the Advaitam Brahmo Panishadi, that great Brahman, which all the Upanishads speak about, Advaita Brahman, the Brahma Jyoti, the effulgence, the light, the Shakti, that is simply the Tanuba, the radiance, the effulgence, the aura of who is the Vastu. Ya at mantar jami purusha iti so syangsa vibhava. And the antaryami, or the paramatma supersoul, expanded within the hearts of everyone and everything, is just a potency of a part of the Vastu, this object. So the Brahman is the aura, and the Antaryami is just a display of the part of this Vastu. Sadaisharya Purnaya Iha Bhagavan Saswayam Ayam. This Supreme Person is Sadaisharya Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, complete with six opulences, which are, we'll do this together. When the speaker says we'll do this together, it means they can't remember. Just always remember that. They are Aishwaryasya, which is opulence. Aishwaryasya, Samagrasya. Next, somebody else. Scent? Oh, sorry. Samagrasya, what's Samagrasya? Was that correct? Or? Aishwarya, Samagrasya, all. Okay. You took me off the track there. Then Viryasya, strength, potency, power. Yashasha, fame. Like Yashoda, giver of fame to everyone, yeah? Then, Shriya, beauty. Beauty. Yesterday I had a thought about beauty. I was thinking that the most powerful thing is beauty. The most powerful thing is beauty. More powerful than brain and brawn. More powerful than strength and intellect is beauty. Because before beauty, what intellect and power can constrain itself as the beauty increases? And therefore, Madhurya Krishna, it's the beauty of Krishna, it's the Madhurya of Krishna that situates him above all others. And it's only to beauty that you can surrender your very Atma. Power can beat you down, but it can't bring your heart to submission. Intelligence can manipulate us and control us, but it cannot enliven our hearts to give of ourselves. But for beauty, we become slaves. We become slaves of beauty. Do you think so? I think so also. We become slaves of beauty. That's why all the ashramites are all separated and packed away, careful, away from beauty. Liquid beauty. Liquid beauty. That's material beauty, isn't it? You say, oh, you want to see beauty? It's here in the pots. Take it. Even material beauty. Indra, when it came to the point of trying to manipulate and control the most powerful rishis, didn't throw a thunderbolt. He sent beauty. Yes? He sent beauty. And beauty, just, they lost themselves. There's no calculation left in the head and with the strength. Everything becomes raganuga from there onwards. It becomes spontaneous. We become lost in beauty. We become intoxicated by beauty. I went to the what's the modern art gallery? The Tate Gallery. Yeah, I went there one time because it's free to see. When you're Scots, you prioritize visiting according to these things. And I went with some university friends, and we went around, and they were completely, they were looking at these little shells, thousands of them and thousands of them. They're all going, amazing. I was going, it is. We went around, we go to see paintings. Now, I like contemporary art more than other forms of art. I wish our artists would move in a contemporary direction. But still, there, I was struggling. Finally, I got to the cafeteria and I saw these cups. They were in wonderful kind of fluorescent colors. And I took three of them home to put on the shelf. Because I found them more beautiful than all the expensive stuff inside. I found it beautiful. I thought it was very beautiful. But anyway, see how beauty makes you a fool, where you see it. That's another thing, isn't it? It's probably in everyone's mind that it's a subjective thing. But beauty brings everyone to powerlessness. And therefore, when Krishna commands Sarvadhamam Prityaga, Mame Kam, Sharanam, it's all possible. But it's only possible through love. It's possible through love. So, what was the point? And beauty. So with Krishna, beauty is more. All forms of Godhead are beautiful. But Krishna means that, isn't it? Krishna, aside from the Mahabharata, Krishir Bhuva Chakar Shabda Yascha Nivati, that it means constitute of bliss. It's anand, it's rasa. It's the essence of all ecstasy, is Krishna. But also, isn't it, there's one, Krishna means, like Krishna Krishna Karshni, Klesha Agni Subhada Moksha Lagutakrit Sadulaba Sandrananda Visheshatma Sri Krishna Karshani Chasa. When one has attained prema, then Krishna's drawn. He's drawing every living entity, isn't it? You say like a plough pulling through the field. We're being drawn by the beauty, the sweetness, and the charm. When one attains prema, it's said that like crushed sesame oil, fit for anointing on the limbs of Sri Krishna. That's that type of devotion. It's like that crushed sesame oil, the emotions of bhava. Then they draw Krishna like a magnet. They draw him closer and closer still. So, therefore he's Krishna. Siddhantas Tveda Vedevi Shrisha Krishna Srupayaha Rasanat Kritsyate Krishnam Rupam Esha Rashastatihi. Thank you very much. So, the Krishna and Narayan, they are, in truth, Sitande Tveda Vedapi, the same. Rasanut Krishyate Krishnam, but in terms of rasa, which is I mean, the word rasa, juice, sap, nectar, beauty, you know, everything, all delight. All delight. Love also. Raso vai saha. He is love. He is beauty. He is sweetness. He is the anand, which all the yogis and everything, he's the essence of all things. And therefore, Krishna, in the terms of rasa, is more complete. Profoundly more complete. And therefore, based upon this beauty and charm and sweetness, he is worshipped by Gaudiyas as supreme amongst all the various forms of Bhagavan. So beauty is really with Krishna, more than with all the other manifestations. So that was which quality? Shriya, then? Jnana Vairagya. Jnana Vairagya. Don't go on that track. But in him is all knowledge and no knowledge. This is another achintya aspect of Sri Krishna. He is all-knowing. Sarvagya. But he doesn't know anything. Mugdha. He doesn't know anything at the same time. That's inconceivable. So that's Krishna. He's hearing all the prayers of every one of us in the entire universe. He's managing everything by his will. But at the same time, his mother's chastising with a stick, and that's all he can think of at that moment in time. Fear of his mother. He can't think of anything else. This is how he operates with his shaktis. So, yes, all knowledge is there within Krishna. And it's also all absent. And then, finally, Vairagya. He is renounced beyond all others. And the gopis had a problem with that quality. Because they said, you are not much of a brahmachari. You seem to be going the other way. Because he had been studying with his guru, Durvas, and he came very late to meet them, and they were very upset. So when he said that he was with his guru, then they said, what type of brahmachari are you anyway? They called to question this quality of Vairagya in Krishna. So he explained, you go and see my guru, isn't it? And they went. It's from the Garga Samhita. They went across from Mathura. There's a little town called Durvas Kuti, and that's where Durvas Rishi stayed in the Vrindavan Leela. Some of you may have been there. I think I may have mentioned before that once I took the Gurukul students there, and we decided to do Madhukari and go and take from the doors prasad. And only later I found out that it was a Muslim community in that area. And they would eat garlic onions and all the other things as well. So it wasn't a very successful day begging alms for us. But in Durvas Kuti, he stayed there. So the gopis went there and they took so many offerings, wasn't it? Oh, what was the whole thing about Yamuna? They said to Krishna, how we cross Yamuna? He said, by the strength of my guru's Vairagya, his renunciation, the Yamuna will open, you can cross. And so they did that on Durvas's vrat. Oh, by he's taking kusa grass only. Kusa grass water. Was that to get back? Is it? Was it? Was that not on the way back? It's a different kalpa. Usual excuse. Okay, so either way, they crossed by whether it was on Durvasa's Vairagya or Krishna's Vairagya. So they went across and they took all the food to give to Durvasa. And when they offered it to him, he ate everything like a madman. And they were shoveling the prasad. Literally, it's written like that. He finished everything. And they thought, what is the Durvasa? By this, his thing that he lives on Kusa grass, the water from the Kusa, then how is it all possible? So they went, they thought, what was it? Yata Guru Tata Chela. The Guru is of the same character as Krishna, his disciple. Or the disciple is the same character as the Guru. So they came back, and as they were coming back, then on the strength of Krishna's renunciation, or he said, then the Yamuna parted, they crossed over. And when they got to the other side, then they had a lot of questions for Krishna. But essentially, the matter is that Durvasa was eating for your pleasure, not his own. And therefore, he is only living on Kusa grass for himself, the juice. And Krishna also said, for your pleasure, transcendental pleasure, I'm going to meet you in the forest and all these things. Just for all of you. This is Bhaktavasyatha. The lover of devotees, the king of all of his qualities. He is pursuing his love and facilitating all the devotees. They love him in that way. Whatever, they love him in that way. And where there's love, there's Krishna. So he reciprocates. He reciprocates, and because he reciprocates, then he's known by all the jnanis and all the karmis that he is a lumpat. He's a person of questionable character. Questionable character. So, in this way, Jnana and Vairagya are there in Sri Krishna. So, this Vastur Nirdesh, the final line, Nachaita Nat Krishna Jagati Paratattam Paramiha. That supreme truth, the Vastu, Who Brahman is his Tanubha, his aura, who Antaryami is the vibhuti of a part, and who is Sadaisharya Bhagavan, that's Chaitanadev. That's Chaitanadev. Na Chaitan Nat Krishna Jagati Paratattam Paramiha. There's no truth superior to this. Finished. That's Krishnadas Kaviraj's teaching. And so following that, remember these are elements of the Mangalacharan, wasn't it? The first was the Namaskar. Second was the Vastur Nirdesh. And now third is the Ashirvad. Famous verse. Anarpita chiram chirat karunayavatirna kalo samarpaitam samat unat ujjalarasam sabakti sriyam. You say it, go on, say it. Sada Hridai Kandari Spirito Vaha Sachinandana. May Sachinandan forever reside within all of your hearts. Kaviraj Goswami is explaining. Sada Hridai Kandari Spirito in a spurti. May he be manifest in Hridai, the very core of all of your hearts, Vaha Sachi Nandan, the son of Sachi, son of Sachi. So the Ashirvad's given. The Ashirvad's given, saying that Mahaprabhu came to give a very big Ashirvad himself. Dan Unat Ujjala Rasam Sabhakti Sriyam, his own devotion and Unat Ujjala Rasam, which means in the Madhurya Ras, or at least it means in all of, yes, it means in all of the very familiar relationships of devotion which is exhibited in the residence of Vrindavan. And as follows of Rupa Goswami, that is our highest aspiration. Tannamaru pacharitadi sukirtananu smrityu kramena rasana manasi niyoja tishtan braje tad anuragi jananugami. To live in Vrindavan and follow the residence. Not the chaiwala and all that stuff, the cloth person and the local mafia. But Yasoda Mai, Nanda, all these great souls, the temperament that they exhibited of intimacy with God, try to catch it, try to live it, try to follow it. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, isn't it? Rag marg koriti prachar. He came to taste rasa, therefore he's known as Rasraj. And he came to distribute spontaneous devotion. Rag marg koriti prachar. That was his teaching. Prem ras niryas koriti ashadan. He was tasting prem ras niryas koriti ashadan. Rag marg loki. And he taught Raganuga Bhakti. So that's his ashirvad. That's Chaitanya Dev's ashirvad. To give everybody the mellows of Braja. And the ashirvad of Krishnadas Kaviraj is to bless that Lord will be present in everyone's hearts. Following that comes the external, that was the external reason for Chaitanya Dev's appearance. Then comes the internal reason for his appearance. Obviously, he's Radha Krishna, he's Radha, and he wants to be not the Bisaya, he wants to be the Ashraya, he wants to be the abode of devotion, and he wants to experience his glories from the devotion of Radha. He wants to delight from, he wants to experience her love. He wants to taste the joy that comes from that love. So that's explained. Hare Krishna, Sridhar Prabhu. So there comes the first, was the namaskar, then came the vastu nadesh, then came the ashirvad, then came the external that was also the external reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, and then his very internal antarangkarana was mentioned. And the rest of the Mangalacharan, Nityananda Prabhu is glorified in 5 verses, Advaita Prabhu in 2 verses, and then some glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Mahamantra, then 14 is the final verse. Panchatattamakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam. Then that's described. Following that, then the whole big tree is described of all the Vaishnavas. Then only does the beginning of the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come. So all of these chapters are just a commentary on those verses which conclude in text 14. Whew. This glories of Nityananda Balaram, this chapter 5, is the commentary of Krishnadas Kaviraj on the 5 texts about Nityananda Prabhu. And in these verses today, and as you've been studying, he's now commenting. You know, he describes Nityananda Prabhu as Mahashankarshan, Nityananda Prabhu as Karanadakashai Vishnu, Garbhadakashai Vishnu, Chiradakashai Vishnu, he's Sheshanag, he's all whatever expands from that. He's Krishna's guru, he's Krishna's friend, he's Krishna's brother, he's so many things. But more above and everything else, he's a servant because Ekali Ishwara Krishna. Everyone is a servant of Krishna. They all serve. So this verse, Yasyangri Pankaja Rajo Kila Lo Kapalaya, which is the first verse that we are studying today, this verse was the statement of Balaram. It was the statement of Nityananda Prabhu. Because, as you know, when Shamba, who was the son of Krishna, by who? Who was Samba the... Jambavati, was it? Was it? Satyabhama? Jambavati? Jambavati, I think you're correct. You don't have your BlackBerry with you. You can check it quickly. All right. Sometimes people give the answers, isn't it? Jambavati. So, Samba, as Kshatriyas were, Soryam Teja Driti Dhaksham Yuddhi Chapya Palayatam Ishvara Bhava. The Kshatriyas, they are all about power, strength, heroism. Nothing can hold us back. Ishvara Bhava, they want to control everything. They want to manipulate everything. So, Samba went to the, what do you call the wedding ceremony? It's the Swayamvar of Duryodhan's daughter. And he just stole her from there. Is that right? He stole her from there and made off with her. And everyone got really upset about that. And they all went after Samba. And all of the great masters of the Kuru dynasty, they surrounded him and they captured him, fighting. He didn't give up. He fought. Still, there were so many, they captured him. They took him back. Ugrasena? Maybe. Whoever was the king at that time? You remember? Blank faces. It's okay, I'm safe then. So anyway, actually, at least I'm given the class. I should know the thing, but anyway, the king, they all prepared for war. And Balaram, who had a soft spot for the Kurus, and specifically Duryodhan, said, wait, don't start fighting so quickly. Better we just sort this out by diplomacy. We'll sort it. I'll go myself with the elders of our community, and we'll go and look for a peaceful resolve like that. Sometimes marriage in our communities is like that. In some communities, when people are very much part of their community, it can become like one of these swayamvars. And so anyway, Balaram went, and he sent Uddhava ahead, go and tell them, I'm here. And I've come to resolve this matter. Uddhav went ahead and he said, Balaram's here, he's just outside the city, you can all come. And they were like, wow, they love Balaram. So they all went to meet him, and they took objects of worship and all the rest. So they took all the things. And then Balaram said, this is not a good thing you've done, just so many of you, in capturing Samba, and after all, what's he done? The Kshatriyas, it's not a stealing ladies. Is. Even the gypsy community in Britain do that also. Especially in Georgia. So when you see Gora, you tell them, I saw, and the grabbing, they call it, isn't it? You go, you grab the lady and you take her away. In Europe, they do that also. You just go and grab your bride. Okay, 1, 2, 3, go. So... They were all very upset. He couldn't reconcile the situation. When Balaam told them, solve it peacefully now, or else you'll be hammered. They're all ready to come and attack and finish you off. Then the Kauravas became very upset about that. Very upset. They just then turned and they said so many things. How you're now, the very insignias that we've given you of royalty, isn't it? Because the Kurus were in the central position. Everybody else was in relation to that. You know, they have the Maharanas, the Maharajas, and et cetera, et cetera. So they said, we've given you all the insignias. You have no right to worship. You have no right to all these things as kings without our recognition. So who are you? And what is the Krishna? So in response to this, the ill speech of the Kauravas, then Balaram, he spoke. Even I'm the servant of Krishna. That's the point that's being established here. Advaita, Nityananda, they may be the gurus, they may be the teachers, they may be the elders, they may be so many things, but they live in the capacity of servant. And that's there in the Leela. They live in the capacity of servant and to increase the pleasure. And that's what's stated in the verses here. So the point was made, you know, the Ekala Ishvara Krishna. So the verse about Balaram's speech, even I'm his servant. The gods are all worshipping the dust of his feet. The dust of his feet is what makes a holy place a holy place. And even myself, Baladev, I'm his disciple. Then it's Ekale Ishvara Krishna, Arasava Vritya. Everybody is. Krishna stands alone in that sense, and above and beyond. Prabhupada would say, what's the word that comes into your head when you hear that? Prabhupada lectures? Asa? Asamurdva. He always says that, Prabhupada, isn't it? No one equal, Asamurdva, no one more. He is supreme. Mata parataram nanyat. Kinchid asti. Nothing more than Krishna exists. Eti chamsa kala pungsa. That's nothing more than Krishna. Everything else is amsa, part, or kala, part of part. And amsa, like that. It's explained. And here it says, the amsa of the amsa, and the amsa of the amsa of the amsa. Then it goes into calculus after that. So he is the only controller. Keha va kinkar. Every associate, etc., everyone else is the kinkar, the servant. Guru Varg Nityananda Advaita. They were the Guru Varg. Advaitacharya was, he would speak the Shastra and Harikatha like Lord, with the power of Lord Shiva. And his student was Vishwaroop. And Vishwaroop would sit and listen to Advaitacharya, isn't it? He would listen so much that then he got an idea in his head. He didn't want to see the face of another materialistic person. He took sannyas. And who got upset about that? Sachima. She always held in her mind that because of Advaita Gosai, my son took sannyas. As I'm sure many ladies of our communities think about Sutapa. Because of him, my son joined the Brahmacharya Ashram. You just have to live with these curses. I believe the parents of Brahmacharis would come to Bhaktisiddhanta and say, my son, they brought the police, our sons are here. And they would be hiding under his bed or under the beds in the ashram. And he'd be sitting saying, I haven't seen them. I have no recollection of what you're talking about. And when they would cry, then he'd say, it's Maya's tears. Your mother's crying for you. It's Maya's tears. That's the vairagi. That's why I'm a grihastha. So severe they are. Punishing. So, Vishwaroop did go. Isn't it that Nimai would come to where Advaita was speaking? His mother would send him, go and call Vishwaroop. He's too long in the katha. He has to come home and eat. And Nimai, just a very small child, would go just with a string, a black string on his waist, and he would go and call his brother. Vya, Vya, Vya. Ma's calling, Ma's calling. And Advaita Chari would be like, he would see the beauty of Nimai. He'd just be overwhelmed. Where was I again? What was I teaching? This was bewildering from him, this beauty. He'd been praying for the descent of Sri Krishna. But he didn't see that Sri Krishna was present before him. And so, he had the sense that there's something extraordinary about this child, Vishwaroop's brother. Later, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, still Nimai, came back from the Shraddh ceremony, he went to what was it called? Gaya, where everybody goes to Gaya to do the Shraddh. He met there with Ishwara Puri, and he had a very extreme experience of love of God. And he wasn't quite himself after that, again, in his life. When he came back, isn't it, he gathered them in Shuklambar's house. And he began to speak, and he began to cry so much. And he was crying so much, the mucus was pouring down his face as well. And everyone was falling unconscious. Gadadhar was hiding behind some object because he hadn't been invited, I think. And he fell over and everything fell over. Everybody was just lying on the floor in the prema vesh. They didn't know they were just so overwhelmed. The associates with Chir Mahaprabhu, you know, all the theological thing, they never had it in their heads. Their friend just went berserk in Krishna, love for Krishna. And it had such an overwhelming effect on them, they were all falling unconscious. Anyway, following that, you know, everybody started to say there's something wrong with your son, Sachi, and she was getting really disturbed. Because, you know, he's doing all these strange things. He's shaking, he's falling over, he's going into fits. He has an imbalance in his life affairs. She was getting really perturbed about it. Srivas Thakur came to the house. When he saw it, he said to her, "Don't worry. These people, they don't know anything. Your son is exhibiting Satik Bhavas, which are profound experience of love of Krishna." He was ecstatic. Advaita Acharya came to me every day, and then he said, "You know, I had a dream. I had a dream that a voice came to me, and it said, 'So you prayed so much. You prayed for my descent, and now I've come, and I've come to give the holy name, and from now on it will be all good times for the Vaishnavas, and we will deliver everyone.'" And then he awoke, and he saw before him Vishwambar, the little boy who used to come to his class to call his brother. And then Vishwambar disappeared. He thought, "What? Am I seeing things?" So then later, and I'll just finish up on this point. Later, Advaita Acharya, what happened? Yes, Gadadhar Prabhu, this is from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Gadadhar Pandit and Nimai went to Advaita's house. And it was at that moment he began to recognize that this person is the one who I prayed for. This person is the Supreme Ishwar Krishna. Because when he came in, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Advaita performing his worship. He had his hands in the air and he was just calling, "Hari, Hari, Hari, Hari." He was calling the names of Krishna. And seeing his devotion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just fell in a state, again overcome by the sattvic bhavas of prema vesh, and he collapsed on the floor and just lay there. As we, Romancha Kampasru Taranga Bhaja, we say that when the guru has, what's that verse? I don't come to Mangalarti so often nowadays, so. What's that verse about? Where does the verse start? Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitagita Baditra Madhyan Manasurazena Romancha Kampasru Tarang Avaju. So it's about the guru, isn't it? And hearing the lila of Gauranga, he is experiencing all these things. His hairs standing on end, his shivering, tears, etc., etc. You watch your guru now. You have to be careful about these things. And so, he saw all these things in Mahaprabhu. And he took the paraphernalia and he began to worship him, Chaitanya Dev. And Chaitanya became conscious and got, "What's going on? What are you doing? Gosai, you're my guru." But Advaita knew, "I am his servant." The katha goes on so beautifully. But I'll have to stop. And happy to stop because the awards, it should happen. Yes, Jiva Prabhu. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai.